Engineering firm EMR did a comprehensive sonar scan of 96 square miles of Lake Superior last year, searching seven sites where 1,440 barrels were dumped during the Cold War. The 55-gallon drums held top-secret ammunition parts that the Department of Defense wanted to keep from the prying eyes of Soviet spies. Surprisingly, EMR senior hydrologist Scott Carney says they only identified 591 barrels in three sites, and that's all he believes there are down there.
Technological advances. We were able to rule out some of these areas that were previously identified as sites as containing barrels and writing them off as containing debris.
The Red Cliff Band of Chippewa is getting Department of Defense grant money to investigate the dump sites and another $1.2 million to remove 70 of the barrels next summer. Red Cliff Environmental Program Director Tracy Letter says Lake Superior is within the ceded treaty territories, so it's their responsibility to look after that great lake.
The tribe is very concerned about the lake and the quality of water in the lake in general because of their cultural and history and spiritual connection to the lake.
After the barrels are removed, Letter says they'll be tested for chemicals, radiation, and explosives by a laboratory independent of the Department of Defense. In Red Cliff, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.